three different donations that are spoken of in this parsha. V'yikholi truma v'gaymer zu truma sa. V'yikholi truma, those words refer to the money that would be collected from which we form the foundational sockets that were at the very, very basis or the bottom of the crushim, the boards that formed the walls of the Mishkan. Then there is Me'ez Kalisha She'id Benu Libo Tikhu Es Trumasi. That second instance, that second mention, Zu Trumas Shekalim, this would be the donation of the Shekalim that would be used to buy the karbonos that were offered. And the third mention, the third instant truma in the beginning of the parsha, this is talking about the 13 materials that were actually building the Mishkan. Ella, shagimul trumas elu nishtanu zumizu ba'ofen haskarasan kan. But we take note of the fact that these three don't are mentioned with different terminology. And as subtle as it might be, the Rebbe is going to say that this is extremely important to understanding the differences between these trumas. Beis harishonos niskros rak bechlolos uberemes muva arim rak lahalan beparshios habois. The first two trumas, the first two donations, are mentioned very generally, subtly, beremes, just alluded to. The details of which will come in forthcoming parshas. The details concerning the Adonim will come in parshas Pekudei. The details concerning the Shkalim, which we actually just read, Shabbos, is in parshas Kisisa. Trumas HaMishkan is parsha kan bepratius ubarichus. But the third category, the truma from what that would go for, with the collection of the various materials that would go for building the Mishkan, this is, there's an elongated discussion about this at length. Vitzarek Lahavin, and we have to understand. Kibol gimel hatrumas hayu avor avodas haMishkan. Because all three donations were for the work, the general avoda of the Mishkan, let's skip the brackets for a moment. Havalo lahakosov levarkan befratius ubeperush es kolgis. It would seem then that the psukim here should have elucidated, should have explained all of the details of all three of these donations, rather than just glossing over the first two. Let's look back in the brackets. Vafilu trumas hashkolim sheyatza avor karbonos hatzibor, and even the category from which the collection of the shkalim, from which were bought, from which were purchased, the various karbonos sibor, hare lefi psak haRambam shemitzvos binyan haMishkan hi sheyia lo rak bayis laHashem ela sheyia bayis muchan lios makrivim by benis. Rebbe says, according to the mitzvah of building a mikdash or a mishkan is not just that there should be a quote house for Hashem, but in his writings over and over, he underscores that central to this idea, the construct, the paradigm of a Mishkan or a Mikdash, is that there should be a place that is ready for the offering of the Karbanos. Nimtza. So from this, we would say, this should, ipso facto, include the necessary preparations for bringing karbanos. And so that would also be the collection of the shkalim from which were purchased, that would be brought as karbanos sibor. So again, this just really strengthens the question of why it's glossed over so quickly here and not in any detail. If you will say, let's say you're going to say that the reason why it's glossed over here is because the collection of the shkalim from which the animals for the karbanos sibor were purchased is not actually necessary to the building of the Mishkan. Ve'ena el hachana la'avodah b'mishkan. It's only a preparation for the service that would be done in the Mishkan. Lachain ein kan b'parshas truma hamakom lefaret ades truma zu. So therefore, we could all agree that this might not be the place to speak about this donation in detail. But the Rebbe says a dayin kasha b'negel truma sadanim. But we still have the question concerning the collection that would underwrite the adonim, the foundational sockets, because those shehem chelek mibinyan hamishkan, because according to all, are clearly part of the building of the Mishkan. So madua ein trumazu mivo eres b'parshasenu b'pratius. And so we're still left with the question of why this truma, this donation, is not explained and delineated in detail in this parsha. So that's question one. If oit chiluk ben gimel hatrumas beloshen hakasuv kan, there is yet another difference between the terminology that is employed in speaking of these three different categories. Betrumas hadanim ksiv yikhu li truma. Regarding the first category, which would go for the adanim, for the foundational sockets, it says, and take for me a donation or a gift. Betrumas hashkalim, the second category, the donation of the shkalim, which would underwrite the animals for the korbanos sibor, as trumasi, take my donation. Or betrumas hamishkan, the donation of the variable materials that would be used to build a Mishkan, it says, v'zayis ha-truma she'tikhu. This is the gift or the donation that you should take. Kilomar. Betruma ha-alif ha-danim. In the first instance, in the first donation that would go for the danim, mudgeshes ha-shaychus de-truma zu la-kadosh baruch hu. There is an emphasis between this gift, this donation, and Hashem. B'teva b'fnei atzma, it's elucidated, it's articulated in a word. It says li in its own self-standing word, li, for me, truma, this donation. B'truma hashniya shkalim, in the second donation from which would be purchased the animals, nobody had to give a shekel. Nichleles hashaykos HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toch tevas truma gufa. In the second instance, the connection between this overture Hashem is expressed in truma b'kumasi, my gift. So it's not a separate word. It's not li truma, but certainly that connection is there. U'b'truma ha'gimel. But regarding that third donation of the materials from which the Mishkan was built, ein muskar klal shehi truma l'Hashem. It doesn't say anything about this being a gift specifically for Hashem. Ela nemar b'stam v'zos ha-truma. But it simply says, this is the donation. Gimel. Gam matzinu davar pela b'medesh parshasenu. We also find something wondrously interesting in a medrash on this parsha. Ala pasuk v'zayis ha-truma she'tikhu zav v'chesef v'nechoshes, on that pasuk gimel, where it begins to list, to enumerate the various materials that would be gathered, that would be donated for the building of the Mishkan, amru chazal, our chazal said, tanchuma, zav k'neged malchus bavel, the gold old parallels the Babylonian Empire. Kesef kenegen malchus madai. The silver is correlated to the Persian Empire. Chayshes kenegen malchus yavan. The copper correlated with the Greek Empire. Va'eres elim adamim. And the various hides and furs kenegen malchus edam. Those parallel the empire of Rome. V'tamor b'yeser, and even more wondrous, ma kesher v'shaychus yesh bin dalet ha-malchit to trumas ha-mishkan. What would be the connection? I mean, we know that we find this in Medrash in a number of places. You probably remember, like, the Medrash says this about the rungs in Yaakov's ladder, where he saw the malachim going up and down, that they correlate with the various superpowers. But what would be the connection between these four malchias and the truma to the Mishkan? Adrabe, it would seem on the contrary. These very powers, these very sovereign powers, superpowers, they were the ones that brought Golos, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. This would seem to be the opposite of building the Mishkan, of the donations towards building, which is all about Shinyanahu v'asuli Mikdash, Binyan v'hakamas HaMishkan. So why would the Medrash correlate it with these kingdoms that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash when we're talking here about building it? Dalit. V'yuvan behektim. The Rebbe says we will understand, we will be able to address the questions that we've raised by prefacing. The Rebbe says that the spiritual service, the spiritual avoda of Asuli Mikdash, which is really the microcosmic avoda of building a dir lo yisbara b'tachtanim, of transforming this entire physical existence to be a dira, an apartment, a home for Hashem. So this avoda nechlekes legimul sugim amudim is divided in three categories. Tera, avoda, gemilas chasadim. Famously, we know that all of our avoda falls into one of three categories: learning Tera, avoda, which we know is tefillah, and gemilas chasadim, which, as the Rebbe is going to say, generally speaking, this is the mitzvahs. Umikiban shakein, and because this is so, muvan shagimel hasugim hakloliim hanal mirumazim beinin hamishkan. All these three categories are alluded to in the gathering of the materials and the building of the mishkan. The yesh loimar, we might say, shazehu hatam hapnimi. We might say that this is the innermost reason for why there were actually three trumas. In other words, why couldn't there be one general collection? And then from the general collection, you divide it into these three segments, into these three parts. But why is it actually necessary to have three different types of trumas? V'loy truma achas klolus, the kol tzorchei ha-mishkan, and not one general truma for all the needs of the mishkan, lefi shegimel ha-trumas hin keneged gimel ha-amudim, tera avoda gemilas chasadim. But it's necessary because each of these distinctive trumas correlates to a very specific pillar or category of avodas Hashem, tera avoda gemilas chasadim. And he now continues to elucidate. Hayesaid v'hamokar l'chol in yanei avodas Hashem hu amud hatera. It's clear that the basis and the source of any aspect of avodas Hashem has to come from the category or the pillar of Torah. Kol prati hamadrigas v'hifanim avodas Hashem aydei mitzvahs u'masim tevim miyusadim ala Torah. Because any category, any level, any iteration, any permutation of avodas Hashem through mitzvahs and masim tevim has to be based on the Torah. Shekein kol inyan shel yados v'kiyum mitzvahs v'ayav reishisa hi b'Torah. Because anything having to do with Yiddishkeit, anything having to do with the fulfillment of mitzvahs, its source, its primary source is the Torah. V'zeh merumas b'trumas ha'adonim shehem yisayit hamishkan. And so this is alluded to in the donation that was specific and separate from the donation for the building of the rest of the Mishkan. And this was for the Adonim, for the basis for those, the foundational sockets. which are the bases of the Mishkan. Trumas Hashgolim, the second truma, that was a donation from each Jew. Sheba Niknu Karbanos HaTzibor, from which were bought, from this fund, as it were bought the animals of the Karbanos HaTzibor that were brought up every day, twice a day. He Hakav de Aveda. This correlates with the modality of Aveda. Tahainu Avoidas HaKarbanos Utfila Shebemakam Karbanos Tiknum. We know that Avoida, that term, always has to do with Tfila. But before there was Tfila, there was Avoidas HaKarbanos. There was Avoida bringing the Karban. And Tfila was, prayer was instituted to take the place of the Karbanos. And then we have the third, Utrumas HaMishkan. HaKalila says, Kol HaDvarim HaGashmi Zav V'chesef. This third category that included all of the materials that were necessary, shemehem nivna hamishkan, for the building of the Mishkan, gold, silver, copper, and so on and so forth. He connected havoida to mitzvahs. This parallels the third aspect of havoida, which is mitzvahs, hamiskayim al yedei zahav. And these mitzvahs are, we perform these mitzvahs through making use of physical aspects of this world. In this case, it's gold. But what this means is that, generally speaking, most mitzvahs are done with some type of temporal medium, some type of physical material thing. Shekulasan hi gemilas chasadim. But all mitzvahs are kind of included in the larger category of gemilas chasadim, ki adua. Shegemilas chasadim hi klolos hamitzvahs. As is known, and the Rebbe points out in a few places in Chassidus, if you look at footnote 16, where Gemilas Chassadim is the kind of the catch-all term for mitzvahs. And if you look at footnote 16, he says, V'chol ha'guf nil b'yam. Chesed, we know, is the right. The sphere of chesed is on the right. And in general, the whole body in most people who are righties is kind of included in the right side. In other words, that's the source of strength. So gemilas chesedim is a catch-all phrase for all the mitzvahs, essentially. And so once we understand the difference between the three donations, that they parallel Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Once we understand this, then we will be in a better position to understand the differences in terminology, as subtle as they might be. We know over and over, the Rebbe teaches how significant these subtle differences are. So we are in Sip Hey. Sipa, you want to just post it one last time? I think at this point we'll just we'll assume that this will be the last time. Thank you. It's Chelek Tezayin Lukutei Sichas. It's Sicha Beis on Parshas Truma. It's in the Hebrew translation that Sipa just very kindly posted a link to in the chat. Hachiluk Ben Gimel Hakavin Tera Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. So now the Rebbe is going to analyze the difference in these three modalities, Tera, Avaida, and Gemilas Chasad. In Yana Shel Terahu, Ve'ehye Etzlai Emoin Goymer, Sha'ashuim Goymer, Lefanav. So this is based, this the Rebbe here now is citing a Pasuk in Mishle, where Shlomo Melech says that the Terah will be like a nursling beside him and was his delight, very beloved and treasured. Chemda genuza shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is a source of nourishment, like a nursling. We're going to come onto this word amin when it in Megillah talks about Mordechai nourishing Esther in this way. I have all these midrashim talking about the relationship between Mordechai and Esther, some of them very interesting, even kind of implying that he actually nursed her. We're talking about physical lactation, but we'll leave that for a different time. But it's the same edamon, it's the same word, shashuim, it's a delight, chemda genuza, a beloved and hidden treasure, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also know concerning the Torah that we're told, the kadma la'ilam al payim shana, that The Medrash tells us in a number of places that the Torah preceded the world by 2,000 years. Hainu. Shemitziusa kademes limuda al yidei ha'adam. Its existence precedes its learning on the part of humankind. In other words, we shouldn't suffer the illusion at the fullness of the Torah and its significance is insofar as we can access it and we can learn it. But the Torah actually preceded the creation of the universe by 2,000 years. Delay kibbeh mitzvah shegedah ha-mitzvah shayach rak b'tziruf imikayimah. It's not mitzvahs which are only relevant in consonance with people who can perform them. Kol inin ha-mitzvah sivuyim hu tzivuy la'adam. The whole idea of is a commandment to a person. So in other words, the Torah is transcendent. It's self-stand. There are people, there are no people, there is a universe, there is no universe. The Torah preceded the world. Mitzvahs, however, are predicated on there being somebody you can command. V'gam kasher Torah yeredes lamata v'lamedes al-idei ha'adam. And even when the Torah does metaphorically come down and is studied by people, in the words of Chazal in Gemara Brachos and elsewhere, even when we study it, essentially Hashem says, my words are like fire. The essence of the Torah is not changed through it being invested in the intellect and the speech of a person. Ella hi nish'eres chachmasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It remains always the knowledge of Hashem. Hanalis be'ein arech min ha'adam halaymid. It will always be higher in a way that cannot exist from the person that learns. So that's regarding Torah. Inin ha'avoida karbanos tefilos. The idea of avodah, which expresses first in karbanos and later, hu adam ki yakrav mikem. The whole idea of bringing karbanos, adam makriv is atzmai lakadosh baruch hu. A person through this process brings themselves closer to Hashem. Ki yadua, as is known, shekorban hu milashon kiruv. That the very word korban is etymologically linked to the idea of coming closer. Da'amai ekri korban al shem shemekarev. The Gemara says, why is it called the korban? Because it brings people closer. Kiruv hakeches v'hachushim l'kadosh baruch hu. It is the coming closer. It is the bringing forth by the person of their strengths and talents to Hashem. Bavaydis hatfilah. And the service, avodah of tefillah, that was established and was instituted in lieu of the karbanos, harehi avodah shebelev. Over and over, tefillah is called the service of the heart. Masha adam misraimim b'keches atzmai. It is the process of a person elevating through the agency of his own overture and his own energy, le'elokus to godliness. Ad shereisha magia hashamayma, until in that famous iconic of dream had, where the ladder, the feet were on the ground, the reisha magia hashamayma. So tefillah is about us constantly elevating ourselves until we get to this level where the top reaches heaven. The kivan shazuhi avaydes ha'adam. And because tefillah, like karbanos, was all about a person's overture, person's service, even though a person can only lift themselves in consonance with their limited strength and energy, because they are, after all, a creation, not the creator. But at the same time, in doing the Veda, the person unites with the godly light that he reaches through this Aveda. And through these two modalities, Torah and avoda, which is karbanos or tefillah. Yeshna tzad hashaveh. There is something that is true for both of these. There's a unifying factor. She says, askus ha'adam b'shnehem, hi'im u'b'atzmai. That the person's overtures in both of these modalities is with himself and through the agency of himself. The kach gam pu'lason hi ach v'rach ba'adam, and these are done only with men. Shasechel shaloi misyached im sechel hatera chachmasi yisbarach v'shehu misraimim hashamayma. What happens is that the sechel of the person unites with the sechel of the Torah, which is the sechel of Hashem, and this lifts him up to heaven. Aval ein kan is askus bedvarim gashmim. But you're not talking about overture that involves and that saturates and that permeates physical matter. Shagam heim yahavchu l'tashmishei kedusha, that they too should be transformed into vessels of holiness. Davar shebekedusha, a holy thing. That is ha'avoyde l'hafoy chefetz gashmi l'chefetz shel mitzvah chador ba'or ha'kedusha. Third modality, which is not accessible through Torah and Aveda, is about transforming physical, material, corporeal aspects, things, and permeating them with holy light. Afilu ba'avodas hakarbanos kipshuta, even when you talk about the avodah of karbanos, very simply speaking, shehi akravas behema gashmis al mizbeach, which is about actually bringing a physical animal onto the mizbeach. Hare ein zeifin shekrivos hagashmi kamei shehu b'matzavai. But this is still not about transformation of something physical in its pedestrian sense. Ela tchila hayetzarach lagdishay. Because in a first thing you had to do was make it hektish. You actually had to put aside this animal for the purpose of a korban. So again, it's already been transformed. Hainu kedusha milashan abdullah lahavdilay ulereimemay mishiflusay v'rak oz naseroy lakrava al gavem mizbeishem. When you bring a korban, you didn't just take an animal from your barn and bring it onto the Mizbeach. You had to separate it. You had to raise it up from its lowliness. And only then does it be fit and worthy to be brought up on the Mizbeach. And when we understand the limitations of what can be accomplished through Torah and Avodah, even through Karbanos, which seems to be all about a physical animal, we're in a position now to understand what is this superlative characteristic of the third modality, which includes all the mitzvahs? Because mitzvahs are about lif'oil be'ikar, to effectuate bedavar hagash misha mekayim b'yis mitzvah, in the physical material thing you are fulfilling the mitzvah, shekemay shehu b'chitzenis, because mitzvah is about taking something physical, not something that has already been transformed to hektesh, but taking a peach, an apple, some money. It's a davar gashmi, and it's a davar gashmi in its fullest form. It has not yet been transformed or refined in any way. And to make from this a mitzvah, to make it a chifetzel mitzvah, to make it something holy. O mahai taima, and for this reason, ha mitzvah heim b'medida v'hagbola dafka. And therefore, each mitzvah has a measure and each mitzvah has specific parameters. It's not like the Torah about which it's written that it is longer than the earth, deeper than the ocean, etc., etc. And it's not v'chein ha'tvila, and it's not like tvila she'tachmu sehikasher olim al yada hashemayma, and it's not like tvila which the ultimate goal is transcendent to go up to heaven. Da'ainu havoida de bechol ma'idecha, which is about mesiras nefesh, right? The highest level of tefillah is doing it in such a way with all of your passion, with all of your strength, on the love of mesiras nefesh, which is lamaila mimiditas v'hagbalas. The whole idea of mesiras nefesh is to transcend and to burst forth from all limitations and all parameters. But with mitzvahs, it's different. D'chivon sheha mitzvahs nislapshu b'dvorim tachtonim gashmim. Because a mitzvah is dafka done, it's vested in things that are physical. Ad shegames ha mitzvahs d'chivas halavavas yesh l'kayim ba'ifin sheha leiv ha gashmim yispoil b'shal abavim. Ad sheha davar yeh nikar b'vosar ha leiv. So interesting. The Rebbe says even the mitzvahs that are obligations of the heart, like Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, they too have to be performed through the physical heart, that the physical heart should be aroused with love or awe until it's actually recognizable in the physical heart. So this is, you know how like we now know that certain activities will make certain parts of the brain light up and so on and so forth. And you get that, you know, hit of dopamine, etc. So it seems that the Rebbe is saying here that when we feel certain things, there's some kind of a physiological effect on the physical heart. But I don't know enough about that. But it does seem very, very, very interesting to look into more. But the Rebbe says it's all about the gosh, yesh lahen hagbola. So therefore, unlike the Torah that transcends all limitation, unlike tefillah about leaving this world and being elevated to higher place, mitzvahs have limitations because it's dafka in the physical world and everything physical has delineation. Vav. And with this preface, with this explanation about the difference between these three modalities, now go back into the psukim and understand the difference. Mirakav hatera. Take for me truma, from which were made the adanim. This alludes to the motera. When the high time aksiv kan v'yitruma, and it says li truma, loy v'yitnu li truma. It doesn't say you should give to me a donation. It says you should take for me hainu. It's not that we could give anything to God. It's that the person below takes from what comes from above. So you take from what comes from Li, from me, Kavyachal. You get it from above, me'esli, and then you learn it and you give it back, as it were. V'hainu, meaning, so you take what was given to you from Hashem and you give it back, as it were. Havayda d'tera, ki ba'ayfen shel v'yikhu, shel leikhim u'mamshichim elokuz m'mayla l'mata. And that's why it says v'yikhu li. V'chivon she'araysa v'kutshabichu kulachad. And because the Tehranan, the Dayak HaPasuk, V'yikhu li, that's why the Pasuk says you should take for me, HaMara alatz musoy u'muhusoy yizbarach, li, me, which points to the essence, and the essence of Hashem. L'fisha al yidei hater loikhim es atz musoy u'muhusoy mamash. Because through studying Torah, we kav yachol grasp the essence, the very essence of Hashem. Ubaloshan Chazal, and like Chazal wrote about this in Tanchuma, Oisi Atem Loikhim. Hashem says, you are taking me when you learn Torah. It's a pretty crazy idea. Aval Idach Gisa, but on the other hand, Ma'acha Shema Sheisrael is Ha'atmos Aidea Torah. But after a Jew takes the essence of God through Torah, Be'ikar Loi Pa'elis Ha'adam Ha'loimid. So on the one hand, you're taking the essence of Hashem. But on the other hand, because Hashem is vested as it were in the Torah, and the Torah will always remain like fire, it always remains aloof from the ability for man to actually grasp and embrace. Ad shetitachin mitzius, and we see this idea by pondering the fact that it is possible shahateret tilamid al yedei ish bilti tohar, that the Torah will be learned by a person who's not pure, who's impure. The gam bikahe gavna, and still in all, in that type of person, miskayim vichuli, even such a person is able to vichuli take me, hamsha atzma shalidea taira, to bring down the essence of Hashem through taira. Elasha adam einay be'eraklal sheli yoyer etzloi begilui, but because person is impure, the li, the Hashem, will not illuminate him in a way that is manifest and overt. It's not bigolui, it's not revealed. V'zehu gam tam mashakosuv li truma b'shtev atzma. So the Rebbe now more specifically says, that's why that first donation says v'yikhu li truma. There are two words. The li is separated from the word truma. Lerames, sheli, that the level of li, the essence, the atzmus umahus of Hashem, hamshachas the ha'atzmus shebetera, truma, which is the avoid hetera, einam teva achas, einam mitzius achas. They're not one and the same thing. Lefi, shehamshachas ha'atzmus nesheres nifred. This mina unlimited, because the grasping of God's essence will always remain separate, aloof, transcendent, hovering above the person who learns, even in the best case scenario. Masha Inkin, in contradistinction between Shkolim, when it comes to the next category, which was the donation of the Shkolim that went for the purchase of the Kabbonis. Here, Halashan Hitrumasi. In this second category, the word used is trumasi. Hakorban hagashmi v'nichlal b'mkayr v'shor shalamayla b'elokus. Because in this modality, in this kav, the korban gashmi, the animal itself, rises and is subsumed back into its source above, into elokus. The chidei avodas hatfila, and the same thing happens when we daven. Misaleha adam hashamayma kanal, the person rises upward, heavenward. Umasig darga kizay shebaha arelaki mer etzli begilui, and he can grasp a level. And at this level, the godly light illuminates him in a revealed fashion. V'lachin k'siv truma si, and therefore it's written truma si. It's a contraction of li and truma. Hamayra al kach shehakesher bein truma ha'avoida u'bein li. This points to a level where there is such a connection between the donation, which is the davening, and li, God, hamshacha elekush alidei avoida, the bringing down of godliness to the avoida, hu ba'ifin nikar v'nigla v'nirgash ba'avoida. This is a fusing that is recognized, that is revealed, that is felt in this spiritual service. Masha ein kein b'truma hashlishis. But in the third category, it's different. In the category of Trumas HaMishkan, the various materials that were brought for building the Mishkan, Shehi HaAvoida Im HaGeshem Ba'atzmai. Here, you're dealing with physical material matter. Kefi Shehu B'Gashmi Yosei. In the way that it is in all of its physical, material, temporal, corporeal manner, there's no discernible change when you look at it. Gold is gold, silver is silver, the copper is copper. Hinei hamshachas helakusha b'avoda zu nish'eres behelem. The bringing down this modality remains hidden. It remains shroud skewered. V'lachin k'siv truma stam. And therefore the Torah uses the truma, but doesn't categorize it. It doesn't qualify it as li or truma si. It doesn't clearly convey that this is a truma to Hashem. Because in this Aveda, it is not clearly discernible the connection to Hashem. Now, Zion. Even though mitzvahs are all vest physical matter, hinei davka al yidei avoda zu nishlemes hakavona debrias ha'olam. So you thought at the end of Se'iv Vav that the Rebbe is kind of saying this is the level, because you don't have the true masi, you don't have the li, you don't have the revealed discernible transformation. But he says it's through avoda, that Hashem's ultimate intent for the creation of the world comes to fruition. This is the inyan of Nis'ava Kadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Ledir B'Tachtonim, that Hashem had this overwhelming desire for a dwelling place in this lowly plane. U'kafi shamadgish Rabbeinu Hazakein, like the Arab underscores, shahakavana b'zeh hi ledira l'bar ba'olam hazeh hagashmi hatachtoin she'ein tachton l'mata mimenu. That the Eibishter's intention was that he wanted a dwelling place specifically in this physical low plane, Ella. But shekadesh avodazu tia kidboi ubishlemus. In order for this service to be done properly and to be performed fully, muchrach liyos etzel adam gam hakav v'hayesod d'Tora v'hakav. The Aveda. Yes, it's true that this is the ultimate intention of Hashem, that we should create a dwelling place in the physical plane through the medium of things that don't, in a revealed fashion, appear to have been transformed. They don't lose their material, corporeal characteristics. But in order for this to be done properly, it has to be based on Torah and Aveda. And because, in general, all of the aspects of serving Hashem were present and were alluded to in the Aveda of the Mishkan, this axiomatic idea that our avoda of mitzvahs of the Gashmis has to be based on Torah and Tefillah is also hinted to the creation of the Mishkan. Bekach shehakasuv b'parshasenu esek rosh rak b'trumas hamishkan. Because the psukim in our parsha involve themselves only in detail with the third category of the Mishkan, mifnei shehi ikar betachlis hakavona, because this is the ikar and this is the tachlis hakavona. This is the main thing. Ushaar beis hatrumais muskaris rak bechlolos ubederech remes. The other two trumais are only mentioned; they're alluded to. Lefi shehein bekavona haikris hachana v'hakdama v'hashlama lasias hadira, because they are in the main kavanah of Hashem. They are preparatory, they preface, and they complete the making of the Dira Lo Yisbarach. But the main avoda is the mitzvahs. The main avoda is the third kav. The main avoda is the one that is delineated at great length in this parsha. V'zehu gam habir b'divrei ha-medrash hanal shazav v'chesef hin k'neged dalet ha-malchis. And now the Rebbe circles back to the last question he asked, which is about the Medrash that says that the Zahav, the Kesef, the Nechashis, and the Iris, and the various hides and furs, that these four categories, the main categories of materials that were used to build the Mishkan, parallel the four great Malchis, the four great kingdoms, all of which took us into Galus. So he says, now we're in a position to understand how this jives. After we understand that the whole idea of contributing to the making of the Mishkan is really the idea of making a dearly isbar patatainim, hainu lasis min hadvar magashmi mikdash mishkan laham, the avoda of taking mundane materials and transporting them and transforming them and making them sublime. And that's a whole avoda of Zbarach. Hare sheshlemus ha'inin hi loy kol kach bevinin ha'mishkan ay hayu nira be'enei basar ketzayt shara bedvorim elo hashchina. So the fulfillment of this inyan of making a dearly Zbarach is not expressed dafkin building the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, you could see with your fleshy eyes how the Shekhinah was resting there, how physicality was formed. But no, that's not the fulfillment of Dir L'Yisbarach. Ela ba'avayda bizman ha'golos. The fulfillment of Dir L'Yisbarach really manifests in the time of bizman shegash misa'ilam b'takfa, when the material, temporal aspects of the world have a tremendous hold on us. So when a yid in Golos, which is alluded to by the Medrash paralleling the four basic materials or the four most prominent materials that are used in the building of the Mishk to the four Malchies, the Rebbe says on the deeper level, this is telling us that when do we really fulfill in the deepest way and the most complete way the desire of Hashem to make a dear Yisbarach? It's dafka in Golos. It's dafka when Gashmias has such a hold. And we take this Gashmias and we transform it and we refine it. And we do this all in this lowly plane. And there's nothing lower than that. Because in the Mishkan, it's true that you used gold and silver and copper and the hides of the animals, but it was transformed, became a place where with your own physical eyes, you could see the Shekhinah resting there. So that's not the fullest expression of Hashem's desire. It's dafke us today, where we're sitting, wherever we might be, with our physical act, the ilui davayda zu, and the group of this avoda, yavoy lidei gilui l'asid lavoy. This avoda and the greatness revealed l'asid lavoy when Mashiach comes, tizgala ma'alas ha'maisa. Everybody knows we have the famous debate about what is greater, Torah or mitzvahs. And the resolution is Gadol Talmud, Hamevi L'dei Maisa. The Torah is great insofar as it brings us to action. But the Rebbe says when Mashiach comes, then the Maila, the superlative quality of doing mitzvahs of the physical world, will be revealed. It won't be Gadol Talmud. It'll be Maisa Gadol. That the quality, the unsurpassed quality of doing mitzvahs with physical things will be revealed. This is a different iteration of the idea in Chassidus that while in Golos, the guf is nazun fama, right? The neshama nurtures and nourishes the body. But when Mashiach comes, the soul will be nourished by the body. V'lachein ha-mikdash ha-yam e'na. And therefore, the mikdash, in contradistinction, mishkan, because the mikdash was me'en arlem haba, ha-ya asui be'ikar mimin ha-doimim. There are many, many sikhs where the Rebbe analyzes that in the mishkan, you had aspects from the inanimate, you had vegetation, and you had animal life, right? But the Beis HaMikdash was made all from the of diamond. There were no hides. There were no animal hides involved or wool and so on and so forth. It was all made from stone, gold, silver, copper. It's all that inanimate strata of existence, which now we look at as being the lowest. But when Mashiach comes, it will be understood and revealed how this is the highest. And therefore, that was made, me'ein olam haba, was made only from inanimate. U'kamivur be'inyan Yosef v'Yehuda. And also explain, when we look at the inyan of Yosef versus Yehuda, she'Yehuda meira al avodas ha'maisa, Yehuda miloshen hayda u'bitl, kidoimim, Yehuda alludes the idea of maisa. His very name, Yehuda, is etymologically linked to the idea of Haida, which is the idea of admittance. It's the idea of subservience, ubitl, and self-abnegation. Kidoimim, zesha yesh by bechinas habitl b'yoser. Just like the strata of the inanimate that has the greatest level of bitl. So let's just stop for a moment since we have actually 6 whole minutes left. In the first hour, this is it's very interesting because this sicha was taken from a mimer, but it is short and relatively easy and accessible. Just like this, that on the one hand we look at the daimim and we look at it like it's the lowest aspect of existence, but dafka because it's the lowest aspects of existence, what does this manifest? It manifests the highest level of bittul. Because the next level up, vegetation, you already have growth. You have self-growth. You have self-promotion, as it were. Then when you go one level up, you have the animal, right? The animal can express itself much more than the world of it, than the strata of vegetation. It can create others. It has the aspect of generation. It could bring children into this world and so on and so forth. Now, of course, when you get to the next level, you get to the human. Here you have the greatest paradox of an aspect of creation that can completely repudiate the idea that it was created by something larger. The least amount of bittul. So the higher up we go in awareness of the self, the lower the quotient of bittul. So the inanimate has the highest level of bittul, and it's dafka, that level, that will kind of, the mile of that level will become obvious and will be revealed in times of Mashiach. Well, asid lo. And in the time of Lasid Lavi Mashiach Satan, Yehuda will be higher than the level of Yosef. Okay, now until now, Yosef preceded Yehuda, as it were. Yosef was a melech, and only afterwards did we have Jewish kings that came from the house of Yehuda. But when Mashiach comes, it will be clear how Yehuda is even higher than Yosef, as it says, "V'David avdi nasi lahem la'olam." David, who David is from Yehuda. My servant Yehuda will be their president, will be their leader forever. So this is one of those sichas, one of those places in Chassidus where, you know, we see the same idea of what's lowest is highest. It's always kind of this complete paradigm shift. And that's what we have here in the Sikha, among so many other things. So you could see here that this was taken from a Maimer with a Dibra Maschil V'yichol L'Truma in Tavshin Lamed Hei. We have 3 minutes. So if you want to just look at one footnote, Mamish one footnote, footnote 7, going all the way back to the beginning of the Sikha. So you'll remember that the Rebbe says that why is it that only one of the three trumas is really treated in this parsha? The other two are just alluded to. The other two being the one for the adonim and the one for the shkalim for the karbanis. And the Rebbe says, even if you want to say that this is not the place to talk about the avodah in the mishkan, but it's still difficult to apply that same logic that you applied for the to the Adonim. And in footnote 7, the Rebbe says, Laha'ir, the Perish Rashi Rish Parsha Seinu. In Rashi, at the very beginning of our Parsha, he says, Yud Gimel Dvarim Hamurim Be'inyan, all the 13 materials that are listed here, Kulam Hutzu Chulim Lechas HaMishkan, all Levigdei Kahuna. They were either needed for erecting the Mishkan or for the big day kahuna. And he says, what is delineated here are only the materials that for building the Mishkan and building the Masha Enkin. What's not listed here is Shem and Lamar, Upsamim, not the oil that was necessary for lighting the menorah, not the various spices that were necessary for bringing the karbanos, because those einai miklei hamishkan kiim al dabar karbanos hamishkan. They don't belong to the kelim mishkan. They belong to what was necessary, the accoutrements for the karbanos, and therefore they're not listed here. So just thought that would kind of make that clear and more full. So it's 11:00. It is on the hour. Everybody, I wish you a wonderful week and an uplifted week. Truma is the whole idea of Ram and his Nasus. Everything that we touch, everything that we do should be elevated and exalted. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rifki.
Thank you so much, Rifki.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rifki. Thank you.